I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel. This week on Wordmaster, we talk about a few of the differences between American English and British English.
It's a question we often get from listeners. After all, some differences can lead to embarrassment, others to plain old confusion.
For instance, Americans put babies to sleep in a crib. The British call the same kind of bed a cot.
In America, a cot is a flimsy, fold-up bed made of canvas.
Oh, you mean what the British call a camp bed.
In Britain, public school is what Americans would call private school, where you pay to have your children go. Now, let's say you have to go, or you're looking for the toilet. Here, it's not polite to ask where the toilet is, say bathroom or restroom, when speaking to an American.
Joining us now from New York is the author of a handy little book called Speak American, a survival guide to the language and culture of the USA. Delary Burunda Johnston lived in England, so she knows what it's like from both sides.
A lot of the grammar is slightly different, so you would have things in British English that perhaps you wouldn't want an American child to learn because it might sound slightly incorrect. You know, like you wouldn't say, I haven't got any more. You know, you'd rather an American kid would learn to say, I don't have any more.
Let's say a speaker of British English steps off a plane in the States. Just to catch a bus or train into town from the airport requires a different vocabulary.
In England, you would catch a coach, whereas here you take the bus. Or if you're taking the public transportation, you would take the subway in America rather than the tube or the underground, as you would in England.
Also, what the British call lorries, we Americans call trucks.
Now, let's say the weather is cold and wet, and our traveler didn't pack the right clothes. Delary Johnston pointed out some British terms that might confuse an American clerk.
Like, for example, jumper, which in England is the most common thing to call a sweater.
Whereas here's a dress.
And a jumper here is a dress, yes.
Here we have boots and galoshes, right? And they're...
And they have wellies, yes.
They have what?
Wellies.
Here we talk about boots, but again, a boot is, in British English, is a trunk of a car.
It's
and here it's
car.
Here it's a heavy shoe you wear to protect you when you're going through puddles and snow.
I mean, you use the word boot in British English as well, you know, for, you know, regular boots or cowboy boots or riding boots or anything like that. But just the rubber boots are called wellies.
And the differences don't stop there.
Pants is the very big sort of trouble spot, you know, because pants here are quite, you know, the common thing to call things you put on your, you know, the long things you put on your on your legs, whereas pants in England is always referring to underwear.
So here it's that would be underpants.
Right.
You
uh-huh.
would say underpants.
Underpants or underwear or boxers right. or whatever.
And so if you say, well, do you have a pair of pants to wear to the party, that would be pretty inappropriate to say
it would, yes.
In England, unless you were forewarned.
Right there, it's trousers.
And over there, they say trousers, you know, which isn't a word that's completely unknown in American English, but it's not the most common one.
Along these lines, it seemed to us that a lot of the terms used in British English are older forms of the words used by Americans. For instance, it might sound odd for an American to say spectacles instead of glasses.
You have spectacles, you have trousers. They tend to be sort of things that might be more common in regional varieties of American English. You know, like in England, it's quite common to say reckon, which in American English is quite unusual, or you might hear it in the South, perhaps, or in more old-fashioned context.
Like, I reckon I'll go in when the sun gets too hot.
Yeah, and people in England say it sort of quite seriously, you know, without meaning it to be funny or ironic or anything like that.
Same with some other terms that might strike Americans as funny.
You know, if you go shopping, for example, you don't really want to take a trolley, which is what Americans ride around on the street, like, say, in San Francisco. And here, you know, you'd rather use a shopping cart when you do your groceries.
And it's not just words that set American and British speakers apart.
Speakers of British English have to be very conscious of the fact that British accents are quite incomprehensible to Americans at times. I know from experience, my husband, who's British, has a horrible time ordering water in restaurants. Nobody understands him when he asks for water. So he's tried to modify it and say, water, can I have some water, please? And he more or less gets understood nowadays.
Delary Burunda Johnston, author of Speak American, a survival guide to the language and culture of the USA.
That's Wordmaster for this week. Send your language questions to VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherbel.
Oh, speaks American.